current state Senator Patrick O'Connor of Weymouth. Another win for him in the primary. We've got Brad White with him standing by. Brad, did you say that Senator O'Connor just gave his acceptance speech or his winning speech there for winning the primary nomination again?
He sure did, Christine. A whole group of fans here. He did an eloquent job. I didn't know this, but he's one of three Republican senators in the state of Massachusetts, and he's in now for his third term. And I just looked at the numbers that Hingham and Duxbury and Weymouth came in real, real strong. So he really knocked it out of the park. And I have one question for him before I turn it over to you. Senator, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me now, you left a note on my door in Marshfield Hills. We weren't home. And you hand-signed it. How many doors did you knock on?
We lost count, but thousands and thousands of doors, myself, as well as tens of thousands of doors went in. There was the whole campaign team itself. So we didn't take this campaign lightly, and we wanted to make sure that we knocked it out of the park.
You sure did. I'm looking at your shoes, and they're very well shined for knocking on so many doors. Now, what's interesting is that you really had to work hard because it was tough on the Hill, and it was tough against your opponent, so you were wearing your flak jacket. Christine, I'm going to turn Senator O'Connor over to you to ask questions because he's here. We're in an ante room next door, so he's getting a sip of water and a little break. So go right ahead.
Oh, good evening, Senator O'Connor. Congratulations on winning the primary.
Thanks, Christine.
You did a great job the night of the forum. You really handled all the issues well. I know you've worked very hard in the district, so you must have a little bit of a sigh of relief now.
Yeah, you know, we work really hard as a team, not just myself, but the folks that we have up at the State House, as well as the campaign team, and these are the results that we wanted to see tonight. We wanted to have a very overwhelming victory, and that the South Shore sent a message tonight, and I couldn't be happier or prouder to represent these communities.
That is terrific. Now, what about going into the regular campaign season? As I think I may have mentioned to you, I was a little confused about somebody, a Democrat, that was registered to run against you, but he doesn't live in your district.
Yeah, there's a weird technicality inside the state Senate where you're allowed to run for an office even if you don't live in the district, as long as you live there by the time the election rolls around. So we'll see what happens with that, but honestly, we're very happy with what happened tonight. We will continue to work hard to present the message to the people of the South Shore that this type of government works. And honestly, the type of government I'm talking about is being able to work together to cross the aisle and to be able to help people in their time of need. People are sick and tired of division. They're sick and tired of arguments. They really yearn for a lot of what I believe that we represent, which is just common sense, making sure that people's, you know, priorities are out there and that we help each other up.
Now, when you were campaigning, I know that you see yourself as a centrist on many issues. When you were out there campaigning, what were the one or two things that people wanted to talk with you about?
A lot of it was to talk about the gas tax, because at that point in time, gas, you know, the price of gas was going through the roof. A lot of other things was making sure that Massachusetts is more affordable, that we cut wasteful spending, that we do as much as we possibly can to look out for the middle class. And that was the overwhelming message, was that, honestly, the overwhelming message was that people were sick and tired of the status quo up on Beacon Hill, and they were sick and tired of being sick and tired about these dirty politics and negative campaigning. And we were able to rise above that and take the high road when sometimes our opposition did not. And in turn, I believe that the South Shore rewarded not just that, but the work that we've been doing for the past 6 years, which I have the honor and privilege of doing every single day as a full-time state senator, and can't thank the people enough for continuing to have trust in me.
Well, that's terrific. And again, State Senator Patrick O'Connor, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on your win.
Congratulations,
Christine,
Senator.
Christine, one thing that he's being a little bashful about, and I'll help him, he's hugely for the environment, clean air, clean water, clean land, and that is what a lot of his campaign promises were, and the most important thing is our environment. So, you know, I'm proud to be here with the reelected senator. Thank you for running and winning, and congratulations. Christine, this is Captain Brad White, WATD 95.9, over and out from the 151 Main in Weymouth.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, that's Brad White. He's helping us out tonight on election night. And, of course, Pat O'Connor ran against Ron Petuto, a local businessman here, runs Lobster Express in Norwell, has a number of boats, I believe. He was going to keep a very low-key, he said, campaign tonight. He was at his house. We've tried to reach out to him, but we haven't heard back from Ron tonight.